last time on Poochies.
That little boy is right in front of you, and I'm not little anymore, pal. So get the out of my store now.
It's a Christmas tattooing.
Poochies.
That's a solid drop right there. You like a new dress? Be Poochies' friend. These tattoos always hit the spot, always. I don't know if I ever mentioned that I have a big neck tattoo. I have a big neck tattoo. Is that Poochie adage? Classic Poochie thing where I record people secretly.
I realized I was tattooing my own grave.
All I need is your imagination and desire to get a really amateur tattoo on the radio.
I've never had a tattoo, but I think it's about time. I want it to be something that I can show off, but I can also cover up.
Below the elbow.
Probably above.
Above the
elbow. Yeah, I can roll up my sleeve.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
think
too late. That's what you're getting.
Yeah.
Three fish that share one head. Any of the fish is emblematic of faith, hope, or love.
P-H-I-S-H, right?
No. Pickles a little bit. Kind of burns, too.
Okay. Blood is part of the experience.
Yeah,
the Poochie experience.
Part of the deal.
Polka dot mushroom eating a pastrami sandwich.
Can you pick a couple of elements?
Just a quick sketch.
And done. All right.
Yeah. Do it just darker a little bit.
All right, darker, more lines.
Can I see a mirror?
I gotta, what is going on here?
Yes. Calling someone?
All right, gotta let you go, man. I hope you enjoy that tattoo. I have to figure out this board. Jesus Christ. What about Gary Oldman Dracula?
Yeah, we can have Gary Oldman Dracula.
That's one of the best Draculas. I don't know if you're old enough to get a tattoo.
I have one of my Lego knights with me. They want one.
What kind of tattoo does your knight want?
What?
What kind of tattoo does your knight want?
He wants a sword on his arm. He's very pleased.
I'm kind of having a hard time deciding about this tattoo.
You know what?
Okay, I think I'm going to go with the Incredible Hulk.
Hulk up top, Bruce Banner down below, if that's okay.
It's going to be on like a proportional scale. You can do that.
Micah, do you have any tattoos?
Nope.
Do you want one?
Nope.
Micah's not feeling it.
Some regret.
All right, here we go.
Top of my head, some regret. Got it.
And that's the moral of the story.
No, that's not right. That's too far. That's the end of the story. Breathe. Center yourself. Breathe in the new year, and with a big exhale, let out the old one. Breathe in, out. Remember to blow that exhale away from Bucci. I don't want to start my year with your breath all over me. Now inhale. Taking that crisp new year air into the body, all the way down into your core. Everything dropping away. Concentrate only on your breathing. Let everything just fade away.
Poochie.
Visualize the new year spreading out in front of you like peanut butter on a massive piece of bread. Oh, so big. And as you breathe in, pull everything, all that breath, all that new year down into the base of your tailbone. Visualize, actualize. Visualize the new year. Visualize going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Poochie Podcast. And then, you know, visualize like telling like a bunch of people at a party, like turning the music down and saying, "Hey everybody, we should be listening to Poochie."
Poochie.
And I'm going to take that reverb out. And then turn your neck sharply to one side until you open your can of nothing. The can is empty this week, my friends. Well, I don't know about friends. It's up to you to fill it. There's only 16 ounces, so you gotta choose what you put in very wisely. I'm gonna be filling my can. Hold on, I gotta get a better chair. I'm gonna be filling my can with, this year with water. Gotta drink more water. And then also, I'm filling with my will. Last will and testament. The Bucci last will and testament.
Smooth, Booch.
Always be smooth and, you know, make sure you don't die intestate. You gotta get a will. That's what I'm trying to hammer into my own skull this year. So I'm going to be sticking that last will and testament down into the can. And don't worry, there's a big chunk in there for you. Not Franco or Zach or that other guy, Double G. But everyone else, there's a big chunk for you. All right, I gotta bring this up. This is so boring. There we go. So I hope that breathing exercise was very relaxing for you. If you were in a car driving, I hope you maybe had your, you know, someone in the drive on the passenger side just put a hand on the wheel while you were focusing on Bucci.
Bucci.
Yep. That is my New Year's, part of my New Year's resolution is to do more, like more inward looking, more core work, more stretching, definitely. I need to stretch, you know, you can't even believe. It's like I have not a bunch of bones in my skeleton, but like one large bone that is just full of knots. And it's just like hasn't, because I haven't stretched. So I haven't been stretching, and I need to do that more because that'll affect my posture and my mind state and all sorts of stuff. Use it or lose it. As my friend said to me recently, you gotta use that body or you will lose that body.
Bucci adage.
That's an adage that was originally my friend's adage, but they said, oh, you can use it. That's basically a Bucci adage. I mean, it sounds like. Yes, motion is lotion. All right. So that's one of the things that I'm going to resolve doing. And we're going to talk about resolutions later in the show, but not in the way you think. No drop. All right. You know that Bucci, he always puts an interesting spin on things.
Bucci. Adage.
Alright, yep, this is back. I gotta take this fleece off. I got this Christmas fleece, and it's like double layered. It's very warm. It says Penn State on it, as I asked for. But I gotta take it off. So thank you for Jim the Poet and I guess Micah for filling in. Micah filled in on this show last week and did some talking and took calls. So thank you to those two gentlemen for running my show into the ground and just lowering the level of discourse. It's usually up here, I'm pointing about to my chin, and last week it was like here, I'm pointing to my clavicle. So just a little lower. But lower nonetheless! I hope everyone had a nice New Year, whatever that means. And if you didn't, well, I'm with you. New Year's Eve is not one of my favorite holidays, truth be told. Too many drunks. Too much pressure to right the ship, which has been, frankly, listing to starboard. A lot of pressure to get it right this year, and everyone's running around on New Year's the 31st in a panic, like, oh, it's gonna be good, this is gonna be good. I hope this is gonna be it, the year. So it's just, and then they're driving in that frantic state and in a drunken state, and then they've eaten like, oh, an edible or whatever people eat these days. And so it just puts all of us at risk. In our wish for a fresh new year, we take out those around us, which I just, so that anyway, I like to stay home, watch the Twilight Zone marathon on the Sci-Fi Channel, and but I rarely get that luxury, unfortunately. I end up working more than I. So I began, or I ended, I should say, 2023. What is it? Is it 2003? Boy, I wish, baby. I wish. Ozfest. 2023, I ended it the same way I began it, which was selling New Year's Eve party supplies on the streets of New York. Something I do in the last since I moved to New York, so a couple, 2-3 years. It's a good market. It's a good thing to get into if you want some traceless, you know, fistfuls of cash. You know, if you like your cash by the fistful, then that's the one. So I stock up. I got the glasses that say 2024. I got the green top hats, fedoras. Say 2024, exclamation point, noisemakers. Oh, I got this noisemaker that says 20, listen. I got this noisemaker, this 2024 noisemaker that I got a bunch of. They only say 2024, like, four. See, it only says 2024. That's like what they're doing with these modern noisemakers.
Bucci. Adage.
Definitely a Bucci adage. Star Wands, let's say 2024. And it has a little purple. They're really nice. Purple tassels on the handle. Antenna. One antenna says 20. The other one says 24. All sorts of stuff. I buy in bulk and sell at, you know, double, triple the price. You know, for this tat. And people really pay for this tat. If you can sell the tat in a really good place, little windfall for Bucci. And when I say bulk, I mean several garbage bags. That's my order. My standard order is like 4 or 5 garbage bags full of this stuff. And my plan, which is what I did last year, my plan was to start my evening around 8 at 34th Street, and then kind of work my way up to Times Square on 42nd Street, and man, unfortunately, there was some sort of miscommunication, and all that stuff that I ordered got shipped to my old address, and then by the time I realized, I'm like, oh my God, where is it? I rectified it, the truck came at like quarter of 11, like 10:45, literally 10:45. So I had to take these garbage bags from deep Brooklyn to Times Square by midnight on New Year's Eve. I'm not going to tell you about the long train ride that I went through, I went on with these things, or the teens that I met along the way. But let's just say, you know, I'll see you in hell. But by the time I got to 42nd Street, it was like 11:50, something like that. Too late. Times Square was completely locked down. The exit from the subway was blocked by a police horse. I begged these cops to give me like a vendor's exception. I'm like, I'm a vendor. Let me look at this. I was blowing that in their faces, and they're like, well, I don't know, duh. And they wouldn't, So cops still suck 2024, if any, in case anyone's holding out hope that they'd be cool this year. So they wouldn't let me up into the actual street, you know, the actual square. So I had to set my table up in the subway. It's like 11:53 at this point. And by that time, people, if you're going to buy a 2024 hat or the glasses that say 2024, you've already done it. You know, you've done it. No one's really holding out. Those people plan ahead. And I sold one pair of antennas to this woman who didn't even put them on their head. She just, like, walked away holding them. And I saw her just kind of just, like, drop them on the train tracks, which is fine. Then about a minute or so before midnight, a couple brought a couple of noisemakers, the paper ones that you roll out when you blow them, and they go, they unfurl, and then they refurl when you, stop blowing on them. Got a couple of those that say 2024 on the paper there. And it was cute. They were blowing them at each other, and like, and it kind of looked like two frogs French kissing a little bit, you know, with their long tongues. And then they actually started to make out in front of me. And then that's when I remembered, oh my God, my wife. I should have been with her and not this 42nd Street train station. That is where I was supposed to be. I tied a string around my finger like Uncle Billy. I don't know. I'm just not used to being married and having that responsibility to be with my recent wife. These things just slipped my mind. So it's okay. I called her just in time, like 12:14, and we kissed on the phone. It was nice. My wife, she doesn't like FaceTime. She thinks it's an invasion of privacy, so we just kind of made kissy noises, you know. Which works. Just where it worked. It worked, if you know what I mean.
Trust, Bucci.
So anyway, I'm sorry. So anyway, that's a long way of saying I still have a lot of 2024 party ephemera. And that list again is green top hats, green fedoras that say 2024, noisemakers, but the only noise they make is 2024, 2020 star wands, antenna. I have some 2022 tiaras that are not broken much.
Bucci, promise.
Much. And, yeah, I have a lot. I have a gross. It's a gross amount in both ways, both uses of that word. But see, the problem with this, I almost swore, junk, is that 1 second after midnight, the resale value of this stuff goes to zero. You try selling this in February, you're not going to sell it in February. I mean, usually in the last couple years, I have, and you don't sell everything. I end up with some stuff left over, but it's usually only half a garbage bag, which I can dispose of easily. What I've been doing is every year, people in the chat know this. The chat, I'm sorry, over there at wfmu.org. That's the chat that you can participate if you want to, barely discuss this show. You can go over there and do that. But I do this polar plunge in Coney Island, which you jump into the freezing cold water and you come up a new Bucci. So what I standardly do when I only have a few of these party things left over, I just run with the bag into the sea, and when I'm underwater, I just kind of dump it there, from whence it came, a cargo ship coming from China. Figure I'd send it back to them. And I found it actually, it's win-win, because it adds meaning to the polar plunge. It's like letting go of the old year, welcoming the new year. So I think it's worked, but I can't throw four garbage bags of 2024 party kits into the ocean. I just can't. My conscience stops at, you know, one garbage bag. And plus, I hate to get rid of it. My wife paid a lot of money for it. So, if you want a bunch of stuff that says 2024, you don't have to party with it. You just, if you're like, oh, I really like, I don't know. If you have a beautiful mind and you love numbers, and maybe you love those four numbers. And if you want it, hit me up, Bucci@WFMU.org. Maybe you're making a movie about New Year's Eve in 2024, and you need that stuff. That's the wallpaper of the new year. Or if you're restaging New Year's Eve for like a family member who slept through it, contact Bucci. I also have 12 or so sets of Mylar balloons that say 2024, but the great thing about these babies, not literal, that they can be arranged in any sort of way. So it could say 4202, 2000, 2 million, 42424242424242424242. What else? Anything else? So anyway, hit me up. As a friend of the show, I'll give you a retail price for them. You know, so a little speed bump, but I feel like the year is just gonna be just fine. There's nothing we can do about it. There's literally nothing we can do about it. The year will end, regardless of our how we personally do within it. Is that a Bucci adage? No. Sometimes you bet on a Bucci adage and you come up snake eyes. Literally. So anyway, we are in day two of the new year. And for this show, I wanted to do something to somehow, I don't know, symbolize this in the hopes we have for this year of our
Bucci
2024. And I was thinking what would be really fun is if we could make, like, a lot of people make these patchwork quilts. And what they do is each little patch, it's a homemade, this isn't your sterile West Elm comforter. This is a patchwork quilt where every square is its own memory and it represents the dreams of the person who submitted it and made it. It's an aspirational quilt. It's a Bucci quilt. And I would like to get people to call in with their ideas for what they want as part of this 2024 Bucci memory quilt. Like, what do you want to set into motion in this quilt? Instead of going like, oh, what should we do? Sorry, hold on. What's your New Year's resolution? We're going to do it a different way. So what do you want on this quilt? Every patch will tell a story. Finally, your story will be told and we can sleep under it. But, I can't sew. Sorry, but I'm going to tape the patches together. And I'll get my recent mother-in-law, who's a very, very good knitter or darner or sewer, to kind of put it all together. And then station manager Ken has promised to sleep under it for the entire year. So that's what we're kind of, that's one of the things that we're going to be discussing is I want to hear what's going to go on this quilt of ours. There's all sorts of things you can put on there. I mean, you can put your face. That's one. Or your resume, anything. Or just like a, if you had a, 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 a child this year and you want to put a little picture of your child, you know, we'll put that in there. You know, within reason. I'm not going to keep... I don't want this to be all... I mean, I know people in the WFMU audiences, they're... they're breeders. So I don't want to have a whole children. But if a couple of you want to, you know, if you want to have some, or your dog or your kitty, or a dog or a kitty that you want to have, anyway, this is what this quilt is going to be made up of. And it's going to be warm in one way. It'll be thin, so it won't be literally warm, but it'll be warm. It'll warm our hearts. Anyway, so that's what's, that's part of the show. We're going to have that kind of fun today. But let's, after we get from break, let's hear something off of, I know what we're going to listen to. Let's hear something off of one of my favorite albums of 2023. It's the new one by Depeche Mode, the Memento Mori, which came out this year, the first since the death of Andy Fletcher in 2022. And I know that it's gotten a lot of love. People love this album. It's got a lot of love here at WFMU. Our own Evan Funk Davies interviewed David Gahan earlier this year. The album is spinning like all over the station. And let me tell you, it's warranted, baby. So let's hear this song that could be about a hope for the future, or it could be about despair of the future and what it brings. Depending on how you want to hear it, it's People Are Good. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Let's make a memory quiz with your memories.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
You're fooling yourself.
Broken. All right. Yeah, we're building a memory quilt. We're taping it together because we don't have any. I don't have sewing. I can't sew on the radio. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, what we're gonna do is call up with your patch. Everyone gets a patch in the memory quilt of life. And what is your patch gonna be? And how does it symbolize your outlook for the coming year, or your regrets, or, you know, wins for the year that we just went through, 2003. Feels like it, right? Boy. I'd also like, as we wait for people to call, 201-209-9368, the people playing hard to get, which is fine. It's perfectly... reason I play professionally, hard to get. But one of the things I also want to talk about as far as like the next, this year is, you know, people, like I said many, many times, I believe, is resolutions. What do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do, right? Yoga, the gym, you know, stop eating meat, make the biggest rubber band ball in the world. Subscribe to the Bucci podcast. That's a very attainable one. But Bucci's.
Bucci.
Resolutions are even more attainable than that. What I want to do, and what I want to hear from you is, what did you not do last year that you want to continue not doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, I don't smoke cigarettes, and I want to keep not smoking cigarettes. So that's the kind of resolution that I want to hear. I don't want to hear, oh my God, I want to have, I want to get a fish tank get together. No. If you don't have a fish tank and you never want to have a fish tank, that's the kind of resolution that I want to hear. And all about this quilt thing. We got a bunch of stuff. There's side topics within side topics. It's topics all the way down only on WFMU. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello.
Hold on. I got to turn this thing down, this contraption. Hey, Bucci, it's Franco.
Hey, Franco, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, who knows, right? No idea.
Whoever.
These things cares. Lose all meaning.
It just doesn't mean anything.
Well, it means something. This hour, it means
it
something.
Doesn't.
Yes.
I mean, I just had a long conversation with a woman at the grocery store. So, what did you do for New Year's, she asked me, as I'm fumbling for my Visa card.
Oh, Visa. Very nice.
Well, I was in bed, and I woke up when I heard fireworks.
Uh-huh.
And she kind of looked slightly crestfallen, like I was going to say, well, I broke into someone's car and stole their, you know, their CD player.
These people whatever. Should not be, you know, worried about what you're doing for in the privacy of your own home on New Year's Eve, frankly. I think you should have told her that. Like, it's none of your business what I did, you know? What, you know, that's what I would have said. But I'm a very confrontational person.
Well, that's starting off on the wrong foot. When someone makes a gesture to you,
yeah,
you want to.
Well, it depends on the gesture, right? I've gotten that two finger salute right
in
my face.
Hey,
Bucci, go blow. But anyway, Franco. What do you want? Do you have an idea about what you want? What kind of patch you want on this quilt that we're building? So hopefully, slowly this hour.
Well, sure.
Okay. What would you like, bud?
I'm going to submit the owner's manual to my new oven.
Oh, I like that one.
I got it just before Christmas, and I've only baked two things. I baked a peach pie and some cornbread, and I have there's a lot of aspirations attached to it, and
right.
a lot of hope.
That's what this
and I'm
perfect.
Really gonna get some
that's
mileage out of
perfect.
This oven, and I'm gonna
perfect.
Cook a lot
perfect.
Of
perfect. All right, Franco. I'm gonna let me get a tape. There we go. And all right, it's taped in there, man. We have it. Your recipe. What is it? Recipe book. Recipe. Recipe book. Great job.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's starting to rise. Already, I'm looking at it through the window with the special goggles that they gave me with the oven.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently in 2024, you're not supposed to stare at food that's cooking in the oven or they'll go blind.
Yeah. Well, I hear they're making ovens with, like, more and more radiation these days. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
And GE it controls our whole lives.
Flavor, but it's really
I'm
bad
sick
for
of it.
Who cares, right?
Indeed. Who cares? 2024.
Really,
Franco,
everything's about the immediate future.
Gotta let you
How
go.
How good does this taste? And that could be a metaphor for a lot of things.
Thanks, man. I will contemplate that metaphor on the other side of this call. Thanks, man. Happy New Year. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Caller, you got your booch. Caller, are you there? Unbelievable. Good thing. I like that we're starting the new year with a little silence. You know, a little, like I said, we want to take it, you know, this, I know it's bad radio, but silence is necessary. I wish I had some of that in the last call there. Oh, Bucci. yeah, so anything. So we got, that recipe book that Franco... suggest. That's great. That's the kind of thing that I'd love to have in this, you know, love to have in this beautiful, and it's going to have the all the colors of the rainbow and all the words of the rainbow and all the feelings of the rainbow and all the gold of the rainbow on this beautiful quilt that we're going to spread out, and then I'm going to mail to station manager Ken, and he's going to put it across his knees while he's watching the Monk movie, which is now on Amazon. Monk's Last Case. Check it out. Caller Yabuchi.
Hey, Booch, I got a good one for you.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
My name's Kiki. I'm in Brooklyn.
K-I-K-I. Hey, Kiki, how are you doing?
I'm great.
All
I'm
right.
Enjoying this fake New Year's. Hi.
Well, I don't know about fake, but what do you want this patch? What is your patch? What is your contribution, Kiki?
Yeah, hold on. My kid's getting back in the car. We had to open the gate. Okay, so my New Year's resolution. Well, first of all, I just want to say that the true New Year's is actually astrologically and planetarily on March 19th. So everyone's doing these resolutions
too early,
too soon. Yeah. We're in the middle of winter right now.
I think that's why these fizzle out too, because they fizzle out because you're giving yourself a 3 month. You know, you're actually. It's before its time. You should, you know, think about it for 3 months and then do the resolutions in March, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So this is all premature, and this is actually a fiscal new year, right? This is so people, companies can have their quarters. This is actually a capitalistic new year. So anyway, to go along with the masses and be a good little sheeple, my New Year's resolution is I will continue to not have a firefighter boyfriend in 2024.
You do not want a firefighter boyfriend?
Hell no.
Okay. But all right. So I hope that doesn't happen to you then. I really hope
you
avoid that
Me
firefight.
Too.
I would stay away from, you know, fire, you know, departments and Dalmatians and such like that.
Luckily, we have no more fire hazards with the Christmas tree being out of the apartment.
Yes.
So,
yes. So wait, why?
And I am Kiki's son, and
Jesus.
My New Year's resolution is to continue not caring what people think about me. Woo!
So you don't care what you people think of you, and you want to keep that going.
They can gossip about me all they want. I am not going to give a crap. Doesn't give a crap. We're not giving a crap in 2024, and we invite you and everyone, all of your amazing listeners, to join us.
That's great. Well, thank you, Kiki. And what was your what's your child's name?
Hart. H-A-R-T.
H-A-R-T.
Hart of
Hey, Hart. Hey, Hart, we're building we're building a quilt, a memory quilt, and each patch, we're letting people choose which patch they want to put there. So if you have what do you think, what would you like to add, what kind of patch would you like to add to this quilt? Something that has meaning for you. We already know that you don't care about what people think, but what do you care about that you'd like to add to this quilt?
Maybe, a meeting. It's like inflation itself burning planet Earth. Oh, that's a good one.
So you want inflation burning the Earth?
Yes, but just like as a visual representation, maybe. That's a weird one. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like Roblox.
I expected that one, Kiki. I expected that 100%. So, what is it like? Maybe the Earth, and then like, what do you think? How do you picture that? That image in your head, a heart, like what does that look like?
So maybe like, just like something that looks like a human, or maybe just a straight up like t-shirt or something that says inflation, or no, it's like inflation, that's the whole body with arms and legs, with like a gigantic lighter burning planet
Earth.
Yeah,
or the world inflating and inflating and inflating, so it's like about to burst, you know, like the world is getting so inflated that it's like coming apart at the seams, something like that.
You have to pay $50 for toilet paper.
Yeah, maybe that.
And you know what? So I'm going to put this really, really good image in my quilt, and I'm also going to put a sheet of toilet paper in there in case anyone needs it later. There we go.
Thank you, Booch. We love your show. We're always so happy when we can catch it. And we hope you have a great new year, no matter if it's now or in March.
Have a happy new year, both of you. And I'm going to have a really happy new year in a couple of months.
Me too. We'll call you back then.
Okay. Bye. Interesting one. So we have Franco's recipe book. I think that's what he said. I forgot to write it down. Something to do with recipes and cooking. And then we have a picture of the earth being burned alive by inflation. And then we have a piece of toilet paper. So it's only a three-paneled quilt at this moment. It's very taped together. It's not going anywhere. So that's good. But only a, you know, like a newt will probably be able to sleep under this thing, but not a human. So we want it to be expansive, and I want to have a lot of things, because I want to look at this quilt and imagine you briefly. 201-209-9368. And in addition, I want to know what you did not do last year and you want to continue not doing this year. Kiki doesn't want to date a firefighter. She wants to keep that streak going, which is actually my streak. I have that streak as well. And Hart doesn't care what people think of him, her or them, and they don't want to. They want to continue doing that. That was a wonderful sentence. Language is my tool. So, I don't want to rob a CVS. I didn't do that last year. I certainly don't want to do it this year. Even though it seems like there's no downside. So that's an example of what I'm thinking of. I didn't watch Suits, the television show Suits, last year. And I won't again this year if I can help it, though it is on Netflix right now. I didn't catch the Zodiac Killer, and I don't want to do it this year because he's dangerous. 201-209-9368. Let's get that, if you don't want to contribute a patch to our beautiful taped-up memory quilt or legacy quilt or however you want to define it, just give me a resolution of what you don't want to do again this year. You don't want to pay $4,600 for a Bruce Springsteen ticket, and you don't want to do it this year again. And also, if you want to buy some of this 2024 party ephemera, like maybe I have about 600 top hats that say 2024. There's got to be something you can do with that. I mean, if they were paper, you could compost, you could turn them into something, but these are all like pure plastic. And so I don't know what to do with them. But maybe you want, I don't know, maybe you want to stage a play about, and you don't care what the, you're just sloppy, you're a sloppy director, and you don't care what the hats say. You're like, I don't care. I just need 100 top hats on these dancers, these Rockettes. What? They say 2024? I don't care. Just put them on. No one's looking at their heads. They're looking at the gams. That's what the director of that particular review is saying. So, I mean, I don't know if you're like that or any number of things. 201-209-9368. If you didn't call Bucci last year and you want to continue not calling Bucci this year, which apparently is everyone, I can't support that resolution. You gotta call. You don't have to. I don't like making people do things. Is that a Bucci adage? No, it's not, because I actually do like it. What are other things that you can put into this thing? This quilt. The first dollar. What if you own a business? Let's say you own a business. Like several in the people in the chat over there, they are always starting up new businesses and get-rich-quick schemes or get-rich-at-a-medium-pace schemes. And let's say you've made your first solid terrestrial dollar on this business and you want to put that into the quilt just to really solidify that this is an accomplishment you've made. Your family tree. An image of your, a little hand-drawn image of your family tree going back all the way to the old country. Napoli. There's at the top of the tree. It's, my grandmother from Napoli. And then in the middle of the tree, there's that deadbeat grandfather of mine. And then he comes to Rhode Island and he has, like, he gets up to no good. And then Bucci is born. And then below that, there's nothing. But if you want that in the thing, or family, your family bush is also, can be also on the tree. Or shrub. Shrub. Jesus Christ. Maybe a ghostly image of that person who is out there waiting for you. Just in a little sketch. Not a firefighter if you're Kiki. So far we have three or four things in this quilt, which I am going to crumple up and throw in the garbage if nobody calls. I cannot show this to Ken because I've been promised some of this big, warm, thick quilt. And he's like, I'll believe it when I see it. And I'm like, well, you're going to believe it. Don't worry. I'll get the calls. And he just like, you know, took a sip of coffee and walked away. Caller, you got your Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. It's Adele from Dearborn.
Hey, Adele. How are you doing? Dearborn, Michigan?
Hi. Yes, the one.
Hey.
Normal.
Go ahead.
I'm a delivery driver, and I always like work like during your show.
Right.
And usually it's kind of slow anyway, but not like slow enough to call. But today it's slow enough to call.
Oh, great. I'm glad.
It's real bad today. But good for calling.
No deliveries, huh? You're just like not, you're just driving around in circles or something like that?
Any. Yeah, oh, three man. Deliveries since 3 o'clock. Not a whole lot going on.
People are still in holiday mode, maybe.
Yeah, not in the mood for pizza. I can't blame them. Just sucks for me.
Well, I bet a bunch of people got like pizza stones at home, you know, and so they're like brand new pizza stones for Christmas or you know.
Oh, of course.
And then they're just making homemade pizzas, and then they'll do that for a week, and then they'll throw them away. Don't worry, it'll pick back up.
I'm counting on it.
Adele, what do you want? Do you want to add something to our legacy, our Bucci legacy quilt here? Or do you have a patch in mind?
I would.
Okay, what would you like?
So one of my resolutions is to plant more native wildflowers.
Okay.
To help with insect populations and just trying to like restore habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
it's a big
my
one. It's
patch
good.
Would probably be, I'm not sure which flowers, but like, I guess for example's sake, let's say like a sunflower, a milkweed, and a like a purple cone flower, like those three flowers. But I think I would add like a little bit of fire to the patch too, because part of the reason why I'm doing this is because I am, you know, like so many people, nervous about climate change.
Right.
So it's like I'm like planting because like I want hope for the future, but it is also like fueled by anxiety.
Yes. And so the fire is that anxiety.
Yep.
Right. So you think the plants or the flowers in the foreground and with the fire behind them, maybe. Is that the kind of thing you want? All right. All right. I'm going to tape this in. All right. That's a really nice one. I like that because it is so aspirational and hopeful, and that's what this year is all about, right? The New Year's Eve.
Amen.
let's keep religion. Let's keep religion out of Bucci.
Secular amen. Agreed.
All right. Thank you, Adele. And I hope the pizza stuff, people love pizza. Bucci adage. All right, Adele, have a great one. Yep. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Call you a Bucci.
Hey, Bucci?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, this is your pal Spoonie.
Spoon, Boonie. Hey, it's WFMU's own Spoonie.
Well, kind of WFMU, Rock and Soul Radio.
Well, I can't say kind of WFMU's own Spoonie. That sounds terrible.
A subsidiary of WFMU.
it's a satellite DJ of WFMU. Spoonie.
Somewhere in the basement, you'll find Spoonie.
Spoonie. How you doing, man? Happy New Year.
Look, hey, this is not an idle call.
Oh, okay.
I have a proposition for you, my friend.
All right. What's the proposition?
You got a lot of 2024 merchandise laying around, right?
I do. I have so much crap. Sorry for my language.
Oh, no, that's good. That's good. The discipline. I admire the discipline. But listen, what's coming up in the next couple months that everyone's going to be really excited about? It's a sports thing.
A sports thing?
Yeah. What's the
Well, it's the Super Super Bowl, right? That's going to be in a month
right.
or so,
oh,
right?
Bucci, yeah. I feel like you're getting the idea already. You know, after the Super Bowl, they got warehouses full of merchandise.
Right. The shirts
promoting
of
the team that lost. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Yes.
They got to have it ready.
Yes. Yeah. They have to have it. They have to be ready to go. If the Bills, whatever they win. They got to have.
When it comes to Super Bowl losers, yeah,
That's my team, the Bills. I love them.
Hey, look, I'm an upstate man myself.
Yeah, you are. You just moved up there.
You think I don't have a giant Bills pennant hanging over my house?
No, I know you do. I've seen your Instagram.
All the blue, all the red, white, and blue. Bills Mafia Spoonie. Here's what we do.
Okay, what's the plan, Stan?
Then the city that loses the Super Bowl. You and I are going to take that 2024 merchandise, and we're going to pawn it off on whoever's selling all those T-shirts that say, like, let's just say it, Buffalo.
Yeah.
We're going to drive to Buffalo.
Right. We're going to drive
to... If they're dumb enough to buy a losing Super Bowl team sweatshirt, they're dumb enough to buy a 2024 hat.
Yeah, we'll slip it in. Maybe in the sleeve. It'll be like they put their sweatshirt on, and it'll be like, what's this? And it's a big fedora that says 2024 on it.
They slide their hand.
That might be a good way. That might be a good way to do it. Because then I can double charge on the sweatshirt, too. They're like, well, why is this sweatshirt so expensive? Like, don't worry. You'll know when you get home. And then there's
Once you slide your arm through the sleeve, your hand is going to be gripping a wand.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. That's really great. Spoonie, I'm writing it down. Screw Buffalo Bill fans. Doubly. This is wonderful. Before I let you go, Spoonie, do you have an idea? What do you want to add to this quilt? Real quick, what do you want to add? What do you want to add to this quilt? This legacy quilt.
This is what I'm projecting onto 2024.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. What right. You're manifesting it. You're speaking
fame.
It into action.
Unbridled fame.
Fame. So.
Like I can't even walk down the street.
So is it an image of you with everyone kind of waving at you, or is it just the word fame, Spoonie, or what does it look like? What does the actual patch look like?
All right, have you ever seen people post, celebrities, they post on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, oh my God, I looked so good at the Met Gala last night, and they post a picture of themselves, but it has a big Getty Images watermark on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want.
So you
just
want...
a regular picture of me. But we're going to put a Getty Images watermark
okay.
over it.
I love that. Getty Images.
I can't be bothered to track down the photographer.
No. Just screenshot that thing and just put it right on the put it on the patch. Spoonie, here it goes. All right. It's getting taped down. Thanks, man. Happy New Year.
Talk soon, Booch.
I'll talk to you soon, baby. Spoonie on the air. Call you a Boochie.
Hi, do you hear me well?
I hear you well or good, both. What's your name?
I'm Cairo.
Cairo.
In Egypt.
Like Cairo in Egypt. Got it. Hey, Cairo. Happy New Year,
I
guess.
Good to talk to you. Happy New Year, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what do you want on this? What kind of quilt do you want? What's your quilt?
Yeah, the
patch, quick.
I've been on the line here.
Okay.
What is it? So I'd like to memorialize some dead pets. It's two pets of mine that died.
Oh, okay. That's really nice.
Yeah, I think my dad killed them, but they were axolotls that I had. These types of salamanders that live underwater at all times.
Sure, you know, sure. Like a fire belly salamander, sort of. Was that what it was?
They live in like like they never turn into a land creature. They're like, they look like Mudkip, the Pokemon. You know what I'm talking
yep,
about?
Yep, mm-hmm, I do.
Axolotl, it's with an X, A, X.
Oh, I see. It has it's all tassels around their mouth, right? And isn't it a little feathery? Kind of the feathery little
yes,
guy, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Them. Say that again?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Keep going.
No, there were just two of them, and I think in their tank where I lived at home, there were mosquitoes breeding and hatching, and my house is full of mosquitoes. So I think when I moved out to New Jersey, where I met you through the radio, I think my dad put salt in the water and killed them so that the mosquitoes problem would stop.
All right.
So I just like to pour one out and kind of memorialize them.
All right, so two of those little guys on the quilt. That's great, Cairo. Thanks so much. And what did you not do last year that you want to continue not doing this year? As your
it's a really good question.
I know.
I think I'm just going to keep not eating.
You're going to not eat. That's smart. All yeah. right, Cairo. Got to let you go, but good job. Good luck. Micah, what did you not do last year that you want to continue not doing this year?
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in New Year's.
No, but I'm saying this is a passive resolution. You don't have to do anything to not do it.
I don't observe New Year's.
So you didn't observe New Year's last year, and you want to continue not observing it this year.
Okay.
There's your answer. I had to weasel it out. Nice job on the radio last week, by the way. You and Jim, quite the team. On WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online. And all the time at WFMU.org. I'll be back next week. Coming up is The Music of Mind Control with Micah. Happy New Year in a couple of months. See you next week. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.